Okay. I'd like to welcome you to the 13th Los Osos Community Services District meeting this month, number 13. And thank you for your patience and being willing to stand out here in the parking lot with us. This is a closed session meeting with open public comment before the closed session items. Tomorrow night, we will have a full public meeting at the community center. We're confirming right now to make sure that everything's okay for the meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the community center for all public comment and for all public disclosure of issues. So we'll have that for you tomorrow night. Tonight's just closed session, and let's call it to order and pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
thank you very much. I need to announce all the closed session items and then open it up for public comment. And you will each have 3 minutes to speak. We're going to share a microphone tonight. So the first item, it is the intention of the board to meet in closed session this evening concerning the following items. Existing litigation pursuant to Government Code 54956.9A. Conference with district legal counsel for existing litigation. And that's litigation that's formally been initiated already. We have three cases, and those are these. LOCSD versus San Luis Obispo County Clerk case and et al. Recase initiative petition in Slo Superior Court. That's CV-05062. Second case, Los Osos Taxpayers Association versus LOCSD and State Water Resources Control Board in Slo Superior Court, CV-050649. That's a Prop 18 voter issue. The third case is case/CCLO versus State Water Resources Control Board and LOCSD in Sacramento Superior Court, CV-050801231. And that has to do with an early state revolving fund loan disbursement. That's a lawsuit that happened this summer, and it's still pending. So those are the existing litigations, and now here's the anticipated litigations. Government Code 54956.9B, conference with district counsel for the following items. Significant exposure to litigation, Government Code 54956.9B, four cases. Facts and circumstances not known to potential plaintiffs, which indicates significant exposure to litigation. Secondly, significant wastewater coordinator and wastewater staffing. Those are all the items that we'll be discussing in closed session, and I thank you for your recommendations and suggestions on the agenda. We're trying to make it easier to read, and we're on our way to doing that. So I'd like to open it up for public comment, and I guess we'll just, we were lining up on the ramp. We can line up right next to the ramp if you'd like to speak, and we'll share the mic. You're supposed to address the board when you speak. And
I've got the room. Community centers. Oh, do we? Oh, sorry, Bob.
That's okay. Right there. Right there before.
Okay, Joey. Here you go.
All right. Should I look that way? Look this way? Is that honorable board, staff, friends, and friends at home, Joey Ricano, Ocean Outfall Group, Los Osos. This is Tree and Splotchy. Actually, I'm here tonight to support the board, to ask you to remember that Measure B is the law of the land. It passed by a small margin that probably would have been larger had everything not been stacked against us. However, it still did pass, and it's the law of the land. Now, it may very well be setting a national precedent, but that doesn't matter. We have to stand tall behind the law of the land, the will of the people. They have spoken. So I would hope that when you go decide what you're going to be willing to accept in a deal, I hope that you will be lawful And I hope that you'll remember that some of the important things are ag exchange, which is required by the Coastal Commission anyway, out of town as Measure B mandates, and then ponding system so that it will be less expensive and energy intensive, and we want to minimize sludge. In my personal case, the out-of-town sewer is going to enable me to pursue my dream of a regional water plan for the area. I thank you for this opportunity to address you, and I hope that you will stand fast.
Don Bearden, Los Osos. I keep hearing that this board has only been on the job for a short time. This is not quite correct. Ms. Schicker and Ms. Tacker have been in office for almost a year. The Los Osos Technical Task Force, which the other three directors are associated with, was formed in 2004, so they also have had a year of experience working on solutions to the wastewater mess. Even in their contract with Los Osos, they had a facility plan called the Preferred Alternative Study. I still haven't seen any details of their plan. No proposals of any sites outside of town, no drawings, proposals. And I'll have a meeting for tomorrow, and we're supposed to think about what's going on tomorrow. And you haven't even told us what tomorrow's solutions are that you're going to present to us. So we're going to go there, and then you're going to tell us, spring it on us, and then we have to think up and write what we're going to do right then? I don't think that's right. Thank you.
President Schicker, directors, just a couple of remarks concerning the items to be discussed.
I hear perfectly. I'm sorry. Your little machine is... Oh, is it done? I hear great.
Yeah, the mic's
not on. No, it's as loud as I can get it. Go ahead.
I'll start all over again. President Schicker, directors, just a couple of remarks concerning the items to be discussed in closed session. I notice that you are contemplating that we, because you represent us, are going to initiate two new lawsuits against unknown entities. It is our, the citizens of Los Osos' money you are spending. Regardless of what the Brown Act says, would it not be fair and pertinent to let us, the taxpayers in Los Osos, know who and why we are suing? Should we not know about potential lawsuits that will affect each and every one of us before we read about it in the Tribune? Finally, it has been asked many times, how much money are we spending on potential lawsuits, penalties to contractors, for all of the sole source consultants, and these special meetings? You have repeatedly not answered this question, and I will ask it again. Is it because you don't know? Very simply, how much money have we got left in the checkbook? When will our employees' paychecks start bouncing? When will our bank book, like our water table, be an overdraft? Thank you very much.
Good eye, Steve. I love that safety stuff. Okay. I didn't prepare comments for tonight to you, but I'll just kind of respond to a couple of things that I heard. And I stood here for a year and a half and asked those same questions about when will we run out of money, why are you meeting, why are you suing people and not telling us who. They weren't to this board. They were to the other board. They sued all the water purveyors, but did they tell us why and that they were going to do that? They sued citizens. There were all kinds of lawsuits, and you guys weren't curious at all about it. You weren't up here complaining. So I think you're just off base here. You're just it's sour grapes all over. But Beyond that, I want to commend you for your effort to come to the table with the state and go through the process that you went through the last week. And I look forward to hearing what has come from that. The state was here for a really important reason. This is the first default in the history of the state revolving fund loan, as I understand it. And as such, they certainly don't want that on their watch. There's a reason for that, and it's included in a brief report that we put together a year ago, many other things that were not in place. And so I just want to say that they're here because they screwed up, and they want to save this. They don't care about that middle-of-town location. They don't care about the out-of-town location. They care about looking bad to the federal government, who is watching very closely for this breach of contract that they caused. They screwed up, and I hope that they will help in solving our problem and, of course, what's in it for them to solve their problem. And I thank you for your dedication and hard work. Thanks.
Joe Sparks, Los Osos. For tomorrow, it really would help if we could see the proposal, not just getting it there, because it's a significant financial decision, and it's impossible on the spur of the moment to do any assessment of it, just getting it sprung on us by the general manager. And also, I would like to see actually the general manager and staff's recommendation, not just a proposal for going forward. Regarding Measure B, it's not the law of the land. It was an approved ordinance of the district. And where there are conflicts between an ordinance and state law, you should be very circumspect. Proposition 187 passed, and that was to deny services to illegal immigrants. Hospitals, schools didn't start denying services just because it passed. So you do have a responsibility to interpret it within the context of state law, and I believe you can do that. So anyway, I encourage you. Hopefully we can get more information before the meeting tomorrow on the proposal. Thanks.
Quickly, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about it. It's a legitimate concern that we don't have anything to show you tonight. I want you to know that our board hasn't even seen it yet. The only people who have seen it is Mr. Blesky, Mr. Fouché, and I. We were the ones that were delegated to be on the negotiating team. So we have to present this to our board, and you will get to look at this tomorrow, and we will go over it slowly and completely. And so you will. That's all I can tell you tonight. This is moving so fast, and it has to move fast because of the financial risk to our community. And you have to understand that and be a little tolerant of this procedure. A parking lot meeting. You know, we are trying to go as fast as we can and keep you as involved as we can. But please try to understand what's going on here and why you don't have anything to look at tonight. But I guarantee you, you will tomorrow night, and we'll get through it together. The state is asking for this quick turnaround time, too. We're trying to comply with their wishes as well. So please understand, and again, I understand the concern. Next speaker,
please. Good evening, President Schicker and members of the board and good citizens of Los Osos. I'm Daniela Arnon, and I understand. And so I really look forward to hearing the news that we're going to hear tonight and to be able to have a chance to do public comment. And I suggest that everybody be here for that. It'll be important. I'm wondering how much time we'll have to look. Will we only have one public comment? And then, okay. I'm so glad that Lisa and Julie have been working on this for over a year and that the technical task force has also been looking over all the studies and along with other people. And it went to an appeals court in Ventura, and three judges ruled it legal. And so now Judge Hilton has ruled Measure B. He wants it removed again, and it's going to Ventura again. And the judge requested that Mr. Hilton himself come and defend why he wants to make Measure B illegal. So for now, Measure B is legal, and thank goodness, because most of us do want to move this sewer away from our Esha. And I don't think that this board should be responsible for the lawsuits against the old CSD3 and Mr. Buell. And I wish somehow that gets separated. And I do think the state should be sued because in order to put a sewer bill on one's property taxes, there has to be a two-thirds vote of the people, and we never had a two-thirds vote of the people. So that's what Prop 218 is about. And so they can't charge you on your property tax for a sewer unless they've had a two-thirds vote of the people. So I think some of these lawsuits, unfortunately, are necessary. And I know that this board wants as few lawsuits as possible. I also know that despite all the citizens' lawsuits against the old CSD, they themselves had many more, hundreds, at least 100, I understand. And they were being sued because they were misbehaving, I think. Anyway, I trust our board, and I'm really looking forward to getting a chance. Thank you for giving the community an opportunity to share their views. I know you guys are good listeners and that we can work very well together to come up with something that really works and takes care of the environment and the future generations. Thank you.
Jerry Walsh, just very quickly to reiterate what Gail said, for a year and a half, we asked for a financial cash flow analysis from the previous board. Even up until the time before the recall, we were denied that. That was a year and a half. So please give these folks a little more than 3 weeks. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Al Barrow. I live in Los Osos, and I agree with some previous speakers that I know you're working as hard as you can to address these issues. I've never seen so many meetings from a public entity in my life. You're wearing me out, you know, and as Director Fouché said, it's a complex issue. There's a lot of issues, and the reason you can't give answers is because the answers haven't been obtained yet. There's a lot of questions out there. I'd like to say I just had a meeting with Dr. Ruhr, Dr. Tom Ruhr, soil scientist from Cal Poly. He's an eminent scientist, and he started working knuckle under to the pressure of the water board, taking away cheap money, low-interest loans, or threatening you with fines. I think you have to, as one gentleman just said, you have to stand tall on this one. And we are all backing you up. And I hope that when we hear what you've got to report tomorrow night, that you will not have made any solid, firm decisions. And I thank you very much.
Hi, I wanted to thank the board, Pam Oakes, Los Osos. Pam Oakes, Los Osos. I wanted to thank the board for working so incredibly hard. I can't imagine anybody else doing this as hard as you've worked. This might be all subject, but I lived in Los Angeles for many years, and they would not allow you to sell a house until you put in those toilets. What is it, the low... Yeah, and why has that never been a county requirement here, and can it possibly be? I had to replace three toilets before I sold my house, low flush. You know, saves a lot of water. The other thing I wanted to say was, since I started the Los Osos Taxpayers Association, I've talked to a lot of citizens that don't come to these meetings. They sit at home. There's a lot of senior citizens that just can't come down, but I got so much input from them that they want a ponding system. I'd say 98% of all the people I've talked to want a ponding system, and that's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much.
Sorry, Bob. Um, it would be nice to see the proposal tomorrow for as long a period of as possible before you make a decision on it. The comments about the financial status of the district, it took 6 years to get to this point. Anybody who attended the budget meeting knows how screwed up that was. I don't think this community can expect you to correct that and everything else you've been doing the last 3 weeks in a 3-week period. They need some to have some patience. There's no money missing, but it's going to take time to get the budget and the finances back in order. I'm sure the negotiations were very tough this week. I'm sure you did your best. I want the community to know what else you've been fighting since the election. And I have a problem with a couple of communications that took place after the election with the Regional Water Board. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the election was the 27th, correct? The first meeting that you held publicly was the 29th that evening. Okay? It's fine. That is legal for you to do. You and your board has shown a tremendous amount of patience with this community. The threat of fines has been over our heads since 1983. And the rest of the letter goes on to talk about how disappointed this person was in the election results and so on and so forth. Well, Roger Briggs responded to that email. And by the way, the person that sent this was one of the 20 citizens of the year that the No on Recall group were proud to put in their brochure backing the sewer project where it is. But the response from Roger Briggs is what really bothers me. Well, the asking for the fines bothers me, but I've said many times directly to the district and at their board meetings and in writing, we will take enforcement action if the CSD delays. We are now proceeding as we said we would. We are preparing an enforcement action. The election took place on the 27th. On the 29th at 9:05, an email was sent, and at 9:10, Roger Briggs is responding that they're preparing an enforcement action when the new board had not taken any public position and had not even held a public meeting on what their stance was going to be going forward with the project, not going forward with the project, stopping or suspending the contracts, nothing at that point. And Roger Briggs was already in the process of developing an enforcement action. That's what this community should have a problem with. And that's what they're fighting in the background, that most of these people don't have any clue how hard it's been for you. And I appreciate your effort. And this community should get behind you, because we should not be taking this from those people who've already predetermined what our fate is. It's unconscionable. Thank you.
Good evening, Board. Sharon Frederick, Los Osos Prohibition Zone. Point of clarification, Lisa, can anyone speak at the podium without presenting who they are? Because on your agenda, so that's going to get changed. Okay, so we do have people coming to the podium that don't live in the Prohibition Zone, and they speak before our Regional Quality Board. So I would like the public to know that they don't represent the Prohibition Zone, and they will not be impacted by the fines. And, all right, so for the public's interest, you do no longer, when you come before the podium, do you need to present whether you live in Los Osos or if you even live in the anybody who wants to, any community can come and present. Anybody can go before the Regional Quality Board and speak in behalf of us. So the Regional Quality Board should know. Could you guys, okay, and I just want to be clear about that. So the public knows, one more time without being interrupted, so the public understands You may hear from people that, in fact, do not live in this community, are not impacted by the fines. And me. Okay. All right. Okay. And you seem a little upset, Lisa. So I'm requesting that we know, because a lot of slanderous comments have been made about misuse of public money. These are very serious allegations. An audit will resolve all of those issues. I'm very concerned that money will be taken from accounts that were not dedicated to the sewer project. Last time I read these questions, I didn't get any responses, and I think an audit would answer this. And I know that the other three board members are very concerned about propriety, public dollars, taxpayers' money. There was a request to have my money. I gave $3,000. I wrote a check, and I was told they couldn't get the money back. So, in fact, if the money is gone, if that's untrue, then we should have an audit, a public audit, and that should be part of the process. But slanderous comments are made that the money was misused. These were the questions I asked last time. Since questions regarding how much money is currently in the district accounts were asked, that was asked Thursday, I then again asked it on Saturday, no one had an answer. Has anyone looked at the checkbook yet? No answer. How much money do we have to initiate or defend a lawsuit or administrative action? No answer. Okay. What accounts would be used to draw funds to initiate or defend a lawsuit or administrative action? No answer. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to close public comment. And just to I thought that we'd close. Come on up.
I don't quite understand the lawsuit about involving 218 based upon you can't assess people if they haven't voted, two-thirds of the property owners haven't voted. If that's true, then the assessments that we're paying is illegal, so then we don't need to pay assessments anymore. Is that right? I would like to also know if we did vote for an assessment that was based upon the sewer project being on the Tri-W site, does that make it illegal, an illegal assessment, if the project is moved? And do we have to have another vote on assessments? I was interested in that remark about Measure B being the will of the people by 14 points, and the fact that three judges said that it was okay. I understand that it was appealed, and the appeal was put aside until, when was it, October? And then you people made sure that it was delayed until December, so that you could manipulate your situation. Now, and then my last question is, all of these lawsuits, I am not for suing the state. You and your supporters have filed over 14 lawsuits that the LOCSD has had to pay for. You've lost them all. There are how many? Three lawsuits in existence, or four? What is it? And you're talking about suing the state again?
State your name and place of residence. It's always your choice. We've decided to leave it on the agenda because it's in our bylaws. The Brown Act supersedes our bylaws. So it is your choice, and I am honoring your choice. Now, when you speak about a person that doesn't live here, wants to come and takes time out to come here, he or she might be a businessman. He or she might own property here. Just as last week at the meetings, many property owners came from out of Los Osos to speak because they have interest in our community. So that's why it's the United States of America, and you can speak at every meeting. There's nothing wrong with that. And I don't understand what that's all about, but that's okay. Now, about the agendas and the lawsuits. We're trying to clean up this agenda. I'll tell you, I've been complaining about the agenda for about 3 years now, about how hard it is to understand. And anybody who's heard me speak knows that. It was a terrible agenda, and we're fixing it. We're intending to make it better for all of you. And I'm asking for a little patience. A little patience. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is the money. If you've watched me speak for the last 3 years, who started talking about sole source contracting, lack of budgeting, lack of money, lack of accounting from the day one. And we've been in 3.5 weeks. We have already hired a person, a firm, Wildan, the first night that we took office. Now, we need you guys to start, listen, if you want to start coming up here and accusing us of things, you better start paying attention. You know, I cannot believe that these same comments are coming out again. We've answered Ms. Frederick's questions many times. As far as we know to this date, what we can tell her. We have an accounting firm on hand. We're doing Wildan accounting. Okay? Okay? I just am hoping that eventually we're going to stop saying that side and this side, and we're going to all get behind and start trying to solve the problems. Why are you continuing to try to want to divide people? You know, it doesn't help to try to divide people and try to make enemies out of your neighbors. You just heard about some citizens are trying to fine all of you and get you. Does that not affect you in any way? That your fellow citizens are saying behind your backs to a state agency to go get you? Is anybody upset about that besides me? I am astounded. I am sorry. This is the most shocking news I've ever heard. Okay, we're closing public comment, and I'm sorry, and we'll be able to get, we're asking you to please come tomorrow night and share with us the news about what we've tried to negotiate on all of our behalves, listening to all the comments that we've received in the last month. And let me tell you, it is hard as heck. It is really hard. I'm not explaining the lawsuits tonight. If you look at the agenda, you will find more detail than you've ever received since the CSD has been in existence because of us. Because we're trying to address your concerns, and I am asking for patience and tolerance instead of scolding and rude comments. I'm not doing that to you. I'm being polite to you. We're adjourned.